The following is a lecture given by His Holiness Jaya Bhattaka Swami on June 6, 1984 in New Vrindavan in West Virginia. The class begins with a reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 8, verse 11 through 12.
Was known as Kshatriya and the other as Vaisya. Both families had the original forefather. The only difference being that Nanda Maharaja was born of a Vaisya wife, whereas Vasudeva was born of a Kshatriya wife. Later, Nanda Maharaja married a Vaisya wife, and Vasudeva married a Kshatriya wife. So although the families of Nanda Maharaja and Vasudeva both came from the same father, they were divided as Kshatriya and Vaisya. Now Baladeva united them, and therefore he was known as Sankarsana. Thus in the purport and translations of verse, this is text 11 and 12, chapter 8, canto 10 of the Srimad Bhagavatam, as Divine Grace Srila Avacharan Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, in the matter of Lord Krishna shows the universal form. Here, the description of the naming, Balaram, Krishna's older brother, is given. Balaram, because he's the older brother, therefore he's being named first. Thereafter, Krishna gets named. The name they give Krishna is Bhakti Tip. You don't know? What do you think? No, they give. Anyone knows what the name they give Krishna?
Bhakti.
Bhagavan, no?
Krishna.
The name he was given was Krishna. That's why we call him Krishna. He was given Idanim Krishna Nam Gata. So, Krishna, the name Krishna was given to him by Gargamuni. But of course that name always existed. And Gargamuni knew that this was Krishna and Balarama, as will be described later. So Rama means he gives happiness. He's the supreme enjoyer. But when we serve the Lord who is the supreme enjoyer, not only does we become happy. This is the wonderful secret. That by serving the Lord who is the supreme enjoyer, we actually become happy. By serving our own whimsical desires, our own material inclinations, we simply become miserable. But by serving the desires of the Lord, then we become happy. So the method of getting transcendental happiness is serving the lotus feet of Lord Balarama. No one can approach Krishna without the mercy of Balarama. No one can approach Lord Chaitanya without the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So, of course, they're very merciful. So, but we should not try to jump over. That's why the Guru is considered to be the representative of Balarama or Nityananda. And to approach the Lord, we cannot jump over the Guru. We have to go through the Guru Parampara. In this way, approaching Balarama or Nityananda Prabhu, and thereby achieving a shelter of Lord Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Also, because Lord Balarama has got extraordinary bodily strength, he has all transcendent, not only bodily strength, of course he's saying this for Nanda Maharaj, but actually, Lord Balaram, he's the first expansion of Krishna. There's no difference between Krishna and Balaram. Basically, they have everything exactly the same potential, the same pastimes, except Krishna is original. He is the original and Balaram is his first expansion. Krishna is black, Balaram is white, transcendentally white. So, the Krishna Balaram, they are glorified by Jayadev and his together. They appeared at the same time. The original personality and his original expansion. Narayan expansions, the Mahavishnu expansions, these are all coming from Lord Balarama. So Balarama, he is the source of all spiritual strength. He is the, by his, in his form as Sankarsana, in his form, he is maintaining all of the material and spiritual universes. They're all being held up by a fraction of the strength of Lord Balarama. So, also we can get spiritual strength for serving Lord Krishna from Lord Balarama and Kali Yuga and his incarnation as Lord Nityananda. The someone may say, how is Krishna and Balaram brothers? How are they brothers? Ram Gokhar?
They have the same father.
Anything else? Same father.
Same grandfather.
Well, if you have the same father, you have the same grandfather too. You're saying they're not the same father?
No. His same mother also. Can be transferred?
Right. Same mother, same father. Rohini is another wife of Lord Vasudeva, of King Vasudeva. But actually, it describes here, Baladev was originally in the womb of Devaki. He prepared everything for Krishna coming. And then he transferred over to Rohini. And they thought that Devaki had a miscarriage then. So actually, he was first in the womb of Devaki. So in that sense also the same mother. And Vasudeva, in any either case, is the same father. So actually here Prabhupada mentions that Baladeva was actually the son of Devaki, but he was transferred from Devaki's womb to that of Rohini. This fact is not disclosed. Everyone should listen to these purports. A lot of little, in one sentence there, so many secret information has been revealed. Now, Nanda Maharaj was also, of course, a brother, half-brother with Vasudeva. So Nanda Maharaj, in that sense, Krishna was also a brother. But a cousin brother, you know, from Nanda Maharaj's point of view with Balaram. But even today in India, if you ask somebody, they'll come and say, "Is he a relation? He's my brother." It's written on. You just mean he lives in the same village? That kind of brother? No, no, my own real brother, blood brother, my own brother, my own father's brothers, wife's brother's son. My own brother. If it's your cousin brother, because it's all joint family, they all live together. If it's your own cousin, what we consider first cousin, that's full out brother. No difference. In some of the families, there's 50 people live together. Say the father has 5 brothers, they all have their wives, and all have, say each of them have 5 kids, 10 kids, they can have some of them 55 family members, all live in one big compound, and they call the children. They remember, this is my father, and he's the older uncle than my father is called Jetta, and the younger is called Kaka. But they call them all as children, and sometimes they even forget that, you know, which is mine and which is the brother's. It's just like merges, you know, it's so close. Of course, here in the West, family life is already broken up. There it's very natural that if the father leaves, the older brother, whoever the oldest brother is, alive, he takes charge of the whole family. Nobody dying unless he approves of it. And that's what is kept Vedic tradition, everything very strong for so long. Is this very strong family. Now, the Indian government, they charge more taxes on joint Hindu families since the past 25 years than they do on individual families. So by economic force, people are being split apart. And this way, the government can spread socialism and other things. Because a strong Hindu family unit was so powerful that nobody could break it. So they, Kali Yuga is breaking it. But in any case, Krishna and Balaram, from everybody's angle of vision, either the real transcendental vision or from Vasudeva's vision or from Nanda Maharaj's vision, they're all Krishna and Balaram, both brothers. And that same relationship was maintained between Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, that they accepted each other as practically like brothers. Lord Nityananda, before Lord Chaitanya, he was older. These are all allow for transcendental pastimes to be exchanged. The devotees, when they do Sankirtan, they should we meditate on the lotus feet of Balaram and Krishna, of Nittai and Gaur, to get special strength. When there's a difficulty, then they can take shelter and chant their holy names and pray that they can get more strength for serving the lotus feet. This is a special meaning also of Baladeva, Balarama. Krishna, Narottam Das Thakur prayed, Aha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi Akkhana Daya Karo Ami Bolo Dukhi. That Lord Nityananda, you are filled with transcendental ecstasies. I am always in a miserable material suffering mentality. Please have your mercy upon me, that I can just immediately, because I'm so unfortunate. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Question?
If Krishna and Balaram are both born of the same father, why is it that Krishna is sometimes said to be a Vaishya and Balaram to be a Kshatriya?
Because everyone thought that Krishna was born from Nanda Maharaj, and it explains here that Nanda Maharaj married that Lokanath was explaining, that they have the same grandfather from that relationship. Nanda Maharaj and Vasudeva were born from the same father, they're brothers. But Nanda Maharaj's mother was a Vaishya. The previous, as a king or any, they can marry any good woman, no matter what particular background she had. Well, that she had obviously a Vaishya background. So Nanda Maharaj, he could have gone either way. With a Kshatriya father and a Vaishya mother, he could have become a Vaishya or he could have become a Kshatriya. He had the choice. You know, or he could, you know, he'd have to do a lot of austerities to become a Brahmana. But he took up the occupation of a Vaishya and he married a Vaishya wife. And so from a practical point of view, everyone thought that Krishna was the son of Nanda. And that's the way he was brought up and everything. So he was called, you know, acted like a Vaishya. But Rohini is the wife of Vasudeva, but she was an exile. So she took shelter in Nanda Maharaj's house. And Baladeva was known right from the beginning as the son of Vasudeva and Rohini. And so he was a Kshatriya. But he also played like the cowherd boy. With his plow, always carries his plow. Krishigo Rakshu Dhani Chirvani. What more?
So you said that Rohini, when we see the Kshatriya in Maharaj attack, what does she do with that?
Vasudeva is in the prison.
he was still, even after the birth of Krishna Balaram, he was still
his situation was not very favorable.
So she stayed with this, so she stayed without a husband in the hospital.
She's remained for quite some time in with Nanda Maharaj because of the dangerous political situation with Kamsha's that came up. It was dangerous for Krishna and Balaram. So for Balaram's interest, she stayed away. To protect her offspring, she remained separated to protect Balaram, her life. Vasudeva and Devaki's situation was somewhat difficult. Look, Anand,
what are the social rules for marrying from one caste to another? I understand that there's still high restriction in a woman who she can marry even below her caste, for men also.
Well, in Krishna consciousness is not that applicable.
I mean, the traditional marital, there's still a consideration.
Normally, women could marry up, but it wasn't thought good if the woman married down, or if the man married up. But you know, it did happen sometimes. Pratyaloma, and there's two names for it. So the woman marrying, a man marrying a woman from a tradition, a lower tradition, whatever, wasn't considered to be it was to some extent acceptable, but the offspring would be watched to see, you know, what qualities they had, to see what, you know, what they were considered, you know, they would consider that the practical offspring. Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Going off to Atlanta today. We want to try to increase their service as far as possible.
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna.
Jai Sri Nithai Gosi Sri Rama, Rama Karta, Jai Jagannath Subhadra Balarama Ki.
Jai.